Hello and welcome to the program this morning, Jesus is Lord. I'm Edmund Sokurdi, and this is the day the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in it. Thank you for tuning in and thank you for waiting. The presence of God is waiting for us. The power of God is just about to be stirred up from within us as kings and priests of the Most High God. Thank you for tuning in. I trust you that you have treated your body the way you should. I don't know what time it is from where you are listening from, but the Holy Spirit has given us a golden word of water therapy, to use water for our body. And thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit, because His words are more than gold and silver. Water is the best food for your body. Today, Friday morning, this is a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we are glad in it. We want to pour the praises out to His Majesty and His presence and His grace. I thank the Lord for His faithfulness. I thank the Lord for the beautiful things He's doing in our lives and in the lives of our children in the Lord. Yesterday was a beautiful, beautiful day, and I thank the Lord for it, for whatever is done. And I'm going to be sharing with you all the beautiful things the Lord has done. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to stir up ourselves and begin to present our bodies to the Lord. And as we start this morning, let's begin to give thanks and stir yourself up in the Holy Spirit. Rantale kasere bruduze ke kasha talaba ikraduza kama mashatabudi. Lika pak mashishin shindi buk musa kala matem brede ki si kala pasho ke badi. Main tere ke ti ki zekshi si ki kalu ke puk musung shin sun koba bala man kapa si kele bo 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 shindi broduze ke la kapa sarbadi. En ki pak to sekin chekin ti ki li ki pasok shin sin kapadi. Rom brede ki ziki karu pak shin sin kala kam brede ki ti ki li ki taku salabadi. Bo ne la kase teli tiki sakula mama kabade. Rampe ka sikshin sinki kala manjin shin shin ti kala babaya. Iki la toze kengele predigi zikshi si kapala mama kabade. Brede kin sing shin sin kala mama kate pete sikshi si leleve ko pakshu santan baleta li kate gusala bade. Brende ka tiki sikshi si kapalu mama kamama shikala bade. De pak mashata maleku sele beri de mekilu sala mama kabari. Repre de kinzink jikel kitiki shakula mamantante to siki shali patobla andala maskeribe. Ekipak majenteka tisik shisika let luple inki takto sekinchat leto kanitetiskit netesiskit lupok mashadabari. Regedi pak mashateka tusik shisiki kapak mashishindi bak masata labadi. Enki pek manjan tuka pek musa kali kenderi ki pek mashin shindi pek musan dalagade. Li kato bridi kisi ki kama man tabade. Rupe katu sekshi sin kala ken brudu se ken tonka sendeli fit nale katu siki shala pat no panda bade. Rim predi kin siki tinsen kabala mama kabak mashishin tiki kal ke broduze ke shila leban kobra atel ki sele brahai. Kante broduze ke le ke shuta bala man kabari. Repradu ke pek muso kala ben peritek tu siki jakula maman tabari. Shope kenten ke lideri ke pek muso ra maman kabari. Eli ketsu si ki jakala kanten debra iki pak tukustuk shusi kindembra aktein lilife kusala bahaya. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Tatle sisti shusubi mi ankula pak tukamamun chakla akira bado saprahaya. Shebekitiri kitando pra actinga succession ke lida lupre e susi ke le lombra anda la passe. Gitare cantuken book monto le benki salaka. Gio catere teti siki shateno maman kama la tasikiri. Prede ki si kalken tumbra akshek sento ke le di sokshu suki maman tama le ben katobre inki sokshin zola badi. Ritaro sokshin zen ke li pekmo sokshin se le pekmo sala mama kapa tebro uki pala badi. En tebro du se kentung la ankama la badi. Je tali katoko buk munjiki tiki li balu mama shada badi. Rupre kentenka sukshin sinki kat lakta kubuk mashi talo ma menko pak maji li kile li vili pik mashana bade. Rantere ko sukshin sinki li taru ku sukshin son kolo ma makaba jikala ke buk mashi kalabade. Enki rabaku sakandam bala maka sikshi si kala pak to kubuk mashi ke li li kashaka li bade. Brenta kubuk mujode katenki li kapak mashande le kepora mama salabari. Jile le keto kububa la maka shikiri. Randere bik musik ne bridik in sakam bala mama shi tike puk mushin shin te kalabari. Rande pade buko toko loboro maman kama manda la bashke tembuba bala mashakari. Enkel bek mung tek hatam bale katike sakula pak tenge le boko sheke le padu batama masakari. Predikin sikin thanda balama kapak ma shi kapalu ba balama shekiri. Ikire gelo ma tekin tu sikshin kala ma tambali. Jole ke tenke le bap masoko ba balama sekiri. Rupek mozokshin sinke kale buk mun jendi bukolo moko sade dingle inki pak ma jandabali. Iki le to sikshin sinke kale tunko pritu sikshin sinke le to nda marama ki salabali. Eke le buk mo satan bale kritu seki shele ketiki zekin jele me man kapari. Nehra tari sakshe seke ari katobre iki jokshin sen kolo mombo bonkolo bugjiki kasakala piki sekshu sen tongolo paku sekala bade brudu sala endere ke sikhi shikalo mamu kapa sukshin sonde. Your presence is awesome. Your presence is amazing. Stir up yourself in the Holy Spirit, kings and priests of the Most High God. The Lord has something to say to us this morning. Ledosi predusa lenko nama antama lebada. Ikipatas kustus ekip meture meke senke peleteri sakshisot non paraman kapat nebuk mujude kiti kalaman tabadi. Efrados ekit lekin jokutama rama kama masarabadi. Shekele patos ene mama kabadi. Ila loke sokshusu kele momon kobra ankama la manse katuki libokon tama tamali baskoshaye. Nare kato bala mashkere babaye. Le grado seken ne ma ukem pokondom ingi sikshi si kalamando bra akama le protu sekele mento bla ankaba legedi. Jele liki pakto kubuk munzun kushikin tale kutuki salu bendom bendo bakashan tambari. Ekele tize keshon kale pat heli livisi kashoto la maman tambale boka seribi. Vrida le ko satana bande breduku sele kama ma shalabari. Ekele bok mashak tonkob halaman tambok mashiri bakaye. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. Hallelujah. For your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen and amen. This morning, I want to thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy that endures forever. For surrounding me with faithful people and people who wants to do His will, people who wants to stand for the gospel. I bless the name of the Lord for these people. And these people, they are you. You guys listening to me out there, and you guys standing with us in the ministry. Thank you. I thank every single one of you who send gifts and greetings of love on my birthday yesterday. And I want to thank the Lord for what He's doing in the life of two of our children in the Lord. Amazing things which He's doing. And that's Melvin and Vasha. Yesterday we were with them all through the day, and we traveled, I think, close to 100 kilometers, if I'm not sure, if I'm sure or something. And we traveled this distance to spend time with them, and it was so beautiful as we see the families come together to accept the marriage proposal, which is between Brother Melvin and Sister Vasha. We bless the name of the Lord for them. That the Lord will bless them, that the Lord will use them, that the Lord will increase them, that the Lord will make them a living testimony as they surrender to His will, as they surrender to His ways in their life. And everyone who's been a blessing, who stood, all my brothers and sisters in Christ who went with me, stood with them and made that occasion a wonderful occasion. It was an engagement ceremony anyway, and it was so beautiful. The confirmation was beautiful. Against all odds, God's presence is with you all. God's presence is with you, Brother Melvin and Sister Vasha. We love you guys very much. We bless God for your life. Let the praise of God come in from your mouth. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise Him. Send your praise report. I want to read it out in the presence of God as we fellowship together over the radio. Send your praise report. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. I want to speak to you today from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. I'll be reading from verse 11. Today I want to tell you that if you surrender to God, His grace will be available in your life beyond imagination. And so today we will be looking at surrender. Surrender. You know, lots of times we try to struggle to prove something to someone. Some other time we try to prove some things to ourselves, you know, and we put on a kind of character or action, whatever we may call it, to try to create an impression to people. You see, surrender to the will of God. This morning I bring that wisdom of God to each of you listening to me. Every Friday we celebrate the leadership capacity that God has given to us. We celebrate our ability to be able to influence people in the path of righteousness and in the path of light, where we meet people and their lives are changed, where we know that we are ambassadors that brings change to the lives of people on behalf of the kingdom of God and of His Christ. In Romans chapter 9, from verse 11, the Bible says, for the children be not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of Him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For He said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Surrender to the will of God this morning. God has revealed things to you. God has showed you. No, I have seen people, it happened in my life, and I trust probably it might have happened in yours. I've seen people who struggle to give a particular thing to God when God asks them to give. I've seen people who struggle. Oh, who struggle so much. And God is asking them to give not because He needs what they are giving. Most of the time, especially finances, most of the time God is asking you to give to increase your capacity of receiving, to increase your capacity in which you function on the face of the earth. God is daring you to release your faith so that you can have what He's planned for you to have, not because He gets impressed or He needs that money. God is a wealthy God, is a rich God. All things belong to Him. He doesn't need your money. He doesn't need your property. He doesn't need what belongs to you. But those times He challenges you to give, He challenges you to surrender your heart. You know, people can give to God a part of their heart, but to give to God whole of their heart, they are still contemplating on it. They are in hesitation. They are still brooding or, thinking over it. If I give the Lord my heart, then I'll become a priest. So I do not want to be a priest. Well, I have always welcomed you in the program, Priests and Kings of the Most High God. If you are a Christian, you are already a priest. It is too late to think that you are not a priest. Then someone say, yes, I do understand that, but what I meant is that I'm going to lose my profession. I'm not going to walk in the secular world, and I'm just going to serve only God. What's the problem if He even requires you to do that? Because He knows it all. He knows what is good for you. There's a story in the Bible that reminds me of a man who runs away from God's call upon his life, and that's Jonah. He ran from his city and heading towards Tarshish, and he forgot that God created the map. He forgot that God created the landscape and lands and seas and oceans and the mountains and the galaxies, and He knows where to get you, how to get you, and what to do to you. And so someone out there who thinks, well, Pastor, I want to give God all my heart, but I really do not like to be called as a pastor or something like that. If you're thinking that way, more chances you are actually called to do that. Don't repel the grace of God. Submit to the grace of God. Don't argue with the grace of God. Submit to the grace of God. Open your heart, know His direction, and submit to it. Someone say, well, Pastor, I've been trying to discover my purpose, and I have not really known my purpose. It's very easy. Two things. Number one, what are those things around you right now that you cannot bear, that each time you see it, your heart cries and you want to make changes to it? Is an indicator of what you were born for. Number two, if you have just 3 hours to live, what will you invest it on? What will you do with those 3 hours? You see, this question is more than $1 billion value. Why? Because your life is worth more than $1 billion. Your life can produce more than $1 billion. Your life spiritually worth more than $1 billion. I say this to all my listeners out there, every one of you, your purpose cries every time in your heart. This morning, I speak to you about surrender. Love will not fight us. We will surrender to love. You know where God is leading you. You have an idea of what He said to you. Surrender to it. Why you have to fight and argue? And someone say, but I don't know, you see, Pastor, what people are going to think about it. People always think things, you see. And we as world changers and history makers, we make our decision and allow them to think. whether you do not make the decision, they will think. If you make the decision, they will think. It's time. Surrender everything to the Lord. You know what He's telling you to do. You know what He's instructing you to do. Surrender all. Don't try to struggle. Don't try to make your point. Don't try to defend God. Don't try to fight to do something. You see, the religious people in the world, they can destroy people in the name of religion, in the name of their God. That's a weak God. A God that cannot wait for your heart to surrender. A God that cannot control you by His supreme power. A God that will always use His people to fight and kill people in His name. That's a weak God. That's a small God. I serve a living God, creator of the universe, my very own Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will not allow someone to come and fight for Him. It is our love that represents Him among the human race. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for your presence here this morning. I give you praise for every one of the listeners, everyone around the world. Right now you require, your word comes to us about surrender. When we know the will of God, we surrender. When we know what God is saying, we surrender. We do not argue. Thank you, Father, for all the kings and priests of the Most High God listening right now who are struggling with deciding certain things in their life. They know what your will is, but I pray for them. No more struggle. Surrender. Surrender. Drown in the water of God's will. Don't struggle. Drown in the ocean of God's provision. Drown, drown, drown in what? In God, not in the situation. It is my prayer for every one of the kings and priests of the Most High God this morning that they will surrender to your will. They will not have the reasons why they are not surrendering, but they will surrender totally, wholly to your will. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen and amen. It's a beautiful thing to know that we can surrender to God's will. We can surrender to His life. And we don't blink about it. We don't feel shy about it. You know, I have worked with precious people all my years. From the time I was a minister of God before I became a pastor. Pastor in the church. I've worked with many people and I've observed people the way they work with the things of God. You see, there was a time I observed people who working in the things of God and they don't believe they are working if they are working for the Lord. The world has this kind of mindset. And so I saw that and people say, what are you doing now? And say, I'm not working, I'm serving the Lord. The Bible says in John chapter 5 that Jesus Christ sees what the Father does and He does it. That is His work. And the Lord said, what I see my Father do, I do. And He also said that there are 12 hours in a day, the ninth cometh, which no man can work. See, so while I have the day, I will work. You see, giving God your will is surrendering. Not struggling to prove yourself or to try to defend God is surrendering. God loves you. Surrender today and you will see the marvelous things He wants to do in your life. Today is offering day on Tan Radio. Every third Friday of the month, we make it an offering day for Tan Radio. So get ready to give your offerings on Tan Radio. I have a praise report coming in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So let me just read this to you before we continue the announcement and sign out this morning. Praise the Lord, Pastor. In 2013, we had a need of washing machine. So we were waiting for my husband's bonus from his work. But at the same time, Pastor Edmund Sukwuredi announced BTS and said, if someone wants to sponsor, you can't sponsor. And I decided to sponsor one student. And I know there will be shortage of money to buy the washing machine. And I heard a voice saying, don't give, you will not have the things you want. So I told that voice I will sponsor two students. I love this. You are born of God. You know, you increase the argument for the enemy. You see, the enemy said, don't give. He said, I'll sponsor two. You know, sometimes we should make the enemy ever repent and regret for coming to our doorstep and troubling us. I remember a precious man of God, you know, whom the enemy did like this. And this is what this sister is doing. Thank you, sister. God bless you. She said, I will sponsor two students, because you said you spoke that way. If I hear it again, I'll give all the money, she said. Very good. This is a serious threat. The voice to the enemy. The voice immediately stopped, and God increased the bonus. Oh, hallelujah. And God increased the bonus that we paid the full amount and bought the machine, and without any loans. Glory to His name forevermore. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaking together, running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So I am thankful to God. Without any loan, we got it. Glory, Arup. God bless you, sister, for this praise report this morning. Amen. So whatever it is you are deciding to do, you know the will of God, surrender to it. Father, once more, I thank you for everyone who's giving as we receive those offerings, either through transfer, or in church office, or in church service for Time Radio. Father, thank you for all who are giving for the advancement of the gospel and the kingdom work that Time Radio is doing daily. And Father, thank you for everyone who's decided to give, and those ones who are already sown, who we thank you for them. Thank you for your blessings, for your increase. They are returning with praise report. Now, before I go today, just want to remind you that 7 days to a better life starts 22. From 22 to 28, 7 days to a better life. I want you to pray and expect gloriously the Lord is going to speak to you, and He will speak to you. Expectation is very important as we walk with the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord. I leave you with a very wonderful, beautiful song titled Surrender by Flame featuring V. Rose. I'm going to see you on Monday. God bless you and God increase you in Jesus Christ's name. See you on Monday.
By your grace, I've been covered by your blood. I was lost, but now I'm found. Yes, it's true, you hold me. surrender right now. Right now, right now. I surrender right now. Go take a hiatus when the descendant of David's proven he is the greatest. You see, he mediates, he is the mediator. Now I am so free. What a sweet savior.
Is what made the Bible what it is.
Thank you for standing with us, praying for us, and supporting us. Together we are ministering God's love in a hurting world. Teach All Nations Radio.